Welcome to Dealcast, the voice of Merger Market, the world's premier publication about mergers and acquisitions. I'm Juliana Needham, a journalist who's been covering M&A for a decade. Last week, the world's podcast industry descended on London for its biggest annual business event, the Podcast Show. I was there and spoke to Yale Yee, a founding partner at Telos Advisors, a boutique investment bank that specialises in digital media and the creator economy. We spoke about M&A in the podcast industry globally during the past year, looked at what's changed, and also looked ahead to the rest of 2025. So, can you start by giving a bit of an overview of the corporate landscape in podcasting in mid-2025?
Here in mid-2025, we're seeing some activity in the space. Clearly, there have been some transactions occur this year already. I think we're at a interesting time in the space where there was a first wave of very active transaction activity in the 2020 to 22 timeframe. The last couple of years has been slower, large part due to macro environment, but also it's kind of followed the pattern that we've seen in a lot of other emerging industries where the first wave is buyers planting flags, if you will, being very aggressive, and then taking time to digest and take stock of what they've done. And I think in this next wave, which we're starting to see build, what we will hopefully see are buyers from outside of the audio market who drove the activity in the first wave come to this market and drive the next wave of activity. I think the evolution of the podcast space, and I am putting air quotes around that word because podcast businesses today are not what they looked like 3 or 4 years ago. Many of them are as much video businesses and cross media as they are audio businesses. And that's great for the space because one, it's a bigger opportunity, and two, it will bring buyers from outside the audio space into this market.
And could you talk through some of the big deals or some of the significant deals that have taken place during the last 12 months?
Yeah, in the last 12 months, you know, we'll start with the most recent, which was in the headlines, which was Podex's acquisition of a majority stake in Lemonada Media. I think, good move for Podex to enter the U.S. market in that scale. Lemonada is one of the leaders in the space. Premium. They have a great roster of talent that they work with. Strong brand and a very strong team there. So a good acquisition for Podex. Earlier this year, Fox acquired Red Seat Ventures, which was a very interesting deal because it was one of the first involving a buyer outside of the audio space. Makes a lot of sense given there was overlap in the personalities and the content. And I think the rationale for Fox was they wanted to be able to serve their talent in different ways other than just cable television. And Red Seat gives them the ability to start serving their talent across audio and YouTube and social, which I think is emblematic of the media and entertainment industry is going, which is more centered around the creator. And the media and entertainment companies need to start serving the creators more at the center. I think we'll continue to evolve in that direction. Another transaction that occurred earlier this year was the sale of Wonder Media Network, acquired by Acast. I'm proud to say we were involved in that transaction. Wonder Media is, again, a super talented team, helped Acast strengthen their presence in the U.S. and bringing them a capability to serve brands and advertisers in a at a different level than they had been serving them, and are able to now offer kind of a full menu of offerings to brands and advertisers globally. And, you know, I may be missing something, but those are the ones that come to mind. And there have been some others that have been rumored in the space. I think a financing by Q-Code, which I don't think details have been released publicly, and some other rumors we've seen as well. But I think it's evidence that there is activity in the space. I think buyers and investors recognize the opportunity, but are being, say, measured in this, what's the beginning of the next wave.
And we're here at the podcast show. Can you maybe talk through what you're seeing that's different in terms of the companies that are here? Because the AI element of podcasting and some of the other technologies really taken off, and that's been a big change in the past 3 or 4 years since the event's been running.
Yeah, 100%. It certainly, there's more technology focused businesses, particularly around AI, companies like Wondercraft and Podcast AI and Opus Clip, just to name a few. You know, like every industry, AI is going to transform the digital media space in terms of how content is produced, edited, even analyzed, distributed, and monetized ultimately. And it's very early days, but clearly there's going to be disruption and automation, and we'll be very closely watching the direction the space goes in. At this phase, I think some of the use cases for AI are straightforward, like language translation, maybe some synthetic voice for call it talent-related content. But ultimately, I think it will be more widely adopted and will, you know, be used to create talent or complement talent or even replace talent in some cases. So it'll be interesting to watch how the space evolves with and how it leverages AI.
And it's the first day of the event. What are you hearing from people on the deal front, or what kind of conversations have you been having? Obviously, not all of them you can tell me about, but what do you think the appetite is on the deal front or the M&A front?
Well, I think the appetite on the part of the companies who either want to raise capital or sell, and those are the companies that we advise, is actively seeking financing. Many of them are. I think there are some companies who will be opportunistic about selling, but given the environment is still, have some uncertainty in the broader macro environment, not sure it's the right time to sell. I think there are some companies that, you know, may be in more challenged positions where they have not been able to grow as quickly as they would like, not been able to fundraise, that may, for different reasons, seek exit sooner rather than later. I think the space for M&A activity is more limited from the buyer demand side than it is from the supply side. You know, as I mentioned earlier, in the first wave, the M&A activity was driven by audio-centric players. Many of them, you know, have pieces in place at this point and are less likely to make large acquisitions. There may be some exceptions. The space I think would benefit from is buyers from outside the audio players to come in, whether that's media and entertainment, Hollywood, creator platforms, I think are all folks that have been spending some time in the space trying to figure out what the right move for them will be.
And what kind of companies do you think they'll be buying?
I think the creator platforms will be looking more for technology and product and tools companies rather than production or content or sales driven organizations. They're looking to fill out their portfolio of products and tools to serve their creators who want to make content everywhere the audiences are, on YouTube, on social, on podcasts. The diversified media companies and the Hollywood companies will likely be looking at production studios, possibly networks, or what I call hybrids, which are folks who are creating their own originals as well as operating a network. And I think the more that this video plays a bigger part of businesses in this space, the more comfortable or more attractive the companies in this space will be to the diversified media and entertainment and Hollywood buyers.
And going into 2026, how do you expect the industry, the corporate landscape to evolve?
I think the podcast space, and again, when I say that, I mean the audio and video content, will, I think, certainly continue to be an important part of every media company's offering, whether it's, you can look at Disney and ESPN, for example, you can look at Paramount, you can look at, you know, CNN, New York Times, you name it. Podcasts are an important part of their offering. Whether they will be acquisitive is another question. I think there may be some opportunistic buying in the next 6 to 12 months. You know, I think another challenge is many of the businesses in the space need to get greater scale or want to get greater scale before feeling like it's the right time to exit. And so I expect the activity to be moderate. Hopefully we start to see the wave build further towards the end of this year and into 2026. And I think the coincidence of some of the companies that are looking to sell getting scale and getting in a position where they'd be more interested in exit, some of the buyers evolving their strategies further to where they have a more clear mandate on what they want to do in terms of acquisitions and partnering or building, will coincide with a stronger economic environment, you know, where that they will be more confident in making strategic acquisitions.
Right, Yale, thanks very much. That was Yale Yi, a founding partner at Telos Advisors. And just to point out, we recorded this on Wednesday, the 21st of May. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dealcast from Merger Market. I'm Juliana Needham. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please follow it. And if you're listening through Apple, please rate and review the show. If you'd like to find out what we've been talking about on this episode, have a look at our show notes. Join us again next week.